Local and state health agencies have joined a national pause in the use of the COVID-19 vaccine made by the firm Johnson & Johnson. But officials in Milwaukee and Madison are still urging people to get shots of COVID vaccine made by two other companies, Pfizer and Moderna. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has more on the federal decision's effect in Wisconsin.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's reviewing use of the Johnson & Johnson, or J&J, vaccine after reports that six women who were given the vaccine developed blood clots 6 to 13 days later. That's out of nearly 7 million doses used nationwide. NPR reports the women were between the ages of 18 to 48. The CDC says one woman died. One patient is in critical condition. State officials say none is from Wisconsin. Milwaukee Health Commissioner Kirsten Johnson says her department has given a relatively small number of shots of the vaccine, including reserving some for teachers.
I'm thinking we maybe did around 200 teachers with J&J. We have used it at a handful of mobile sites. We used it with the Brewers. We've used it at our shelters. So it's been a variety of different locations.
Milwaukee County officials say the county has given about 16,000 shots of Johnson & Johnson, including at the Kosciuszko Park Community Center and the House of Correction, a small fraction compared to county use of the Moderna and Pfizer brands. Dr. Ben Weston of the county's Office of Emergency Management and the Medical College of Wisconsin says the J&J vaccine is very good at preventing people who get COVID-19 from needing to go to the hospital. He says the risk of getting severely ill from the vaccine is very low.
Now, that said, if you are a young female who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and you're a week or two out from the vaccine and you're experiencing severe headaches, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath, contact your healthcare provider.
Weston says federal experts will now try to determine if the vaccine caused the blood clots or whether the six cases were a coincidence. Meanwhile, many political leaders are trying to boost or at least maintain confidence in receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says he still has faith in getting a shot.
We know that in order to crush COVID, we have to get this vaccine in order to get to a place of normalcy. So that's why we continue to do these COVID briefings, to let people know what the facts are out there.
State health officials say about 160,000 doses of the J&J vaccine have been administered across Wisconsin, roughly 4% of the vaccine total. Deputy State Health Secretary Julie Willems-Van Dyke acknowledges concern about the blood clots, but says there's a bigger risk in not getting vaccinated against COVID-19.
You know, we've already ascertained that this risk of this rare event is about 1 in 1 million for this vaccine. The risk of getting COVID in the United States is 1 in 10. The risk of dying from COVID is 1 in 600.
The uncertainty about the vaccine comes as state officials continue to worry about an increase in COVID-19 cases. The Department of Health Services reported 922 new confirmed cases yesterday. That's above the 7-day average of 794 per day. The department reported 10 more deaths in Wisconsin for a total approaching 7,000. Dr. Ryan Westergaard is chief medical officer for the State Bureau of Communicable Diseases. He says a key problem continues to be more contagious coronavirus variants and more kids becoming ill, a big change from last fall.
During the large surge in November, December, the smallest proportion, meaning the age cohort with the lowest number of cases, was those under 18 years of age. When you look at this week and last week, people under the age of 18 actually have the highest number of cases. So it has flipped.
But Westergaard suspects changes in the behavior of adults, less mask wearing, and social distancing are also part of the story, a story that became more complicated this week with the pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.